y'all would not believe what happened to my girl Amelia. So her family's restaurant got burnt down, and everybody's talking about her mother burnt down the restaurant on purpose. And then there's this chick named Edwina who works for this big corporation that's her competition in town. Plus, her high school old boyfriend, Joe, has been coming up and trying to help her rebuild the restaurant. And then she's trying to figure out if she can trust her Uncle Sven. Now, if you're wondering who these people are, it's because you don't know about Trail Mix Games, okay? Love in Pies is a game that I am loving right now. I'm the type of person that when I have a free moment and free time to just chill and relax, I love to play like little games. And Love in Pies is the game that I am into right now. First of all, it's free to download. And it is fun for all ages. So literally, this is the story that is unfolding as I'm helping Amelia rebuild her family business, okay? And the drama and the storylines are just an added bonus. For me, literally right before we started this podcast, when I was waiting for my husband to get here, I was steadily playing the game. I'm on day 3 currently. I recently started playing it. And as the story unfolds, they lost the cat. We're trying to find the cat, her mama's cat, Marshmallow. Where did he go? Her and Joe are trying to find it together. I think they're going to rekindle a friendship, maybe a romantic, you know, relationship. Marshmallow, he's a cute little kitty cat, too. I've been decorating the cafe, helping to clean it up, serving customers, honey. It is a good time. Well, with Trail Mix Games, they are create games that are snackable and nourishing to the heart. They aim to create safe, empowering spaces for players of all ages. With each beautiful game they create, they are focused on fostering a culture of trust, respect, and creativity. For a tasty mix of love and drama, download Love and Pies for free today. That's Love and Pies for free to download in the App Store or Google Play. What's up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of
Is This Gonna Cause an Argument?
My name is Angel Tanksley, also known as Angel Akita Moore, better known as That Chick Angel, That Chick Angel. And I am joined by my husband, the other host of this podcast. This fine man sitting beside me is just a specimen. Tell him who you are, babe.
I am Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank, the other host of This Is Gonna Cause an Argument. Hey, if it's your first time tuning in, we greatly appreciate it. You understand me? This is a podcast we do every week. We are a married couple. We talk about married things. We talk about unmarried things. We talk about pre- and post-marriage things. We talk about pretty much anything we feel like, you know, relationship-wise or world-wise. And we are joined by our wonderful immediate family. You understand me? They are...
You understand me?
Yeah. They are our Patreon, all right? And they watch us do all kinds of stuff live. They watching us record this live right now. We talking to them. We watching their comments come in. What?
I'm listening.
Oh, I thought you looked at me like, you ain't supposed to say that.
No. I'm listening.
Yeah, we're going on time once we get done. Anyway, you can be a part of their media family, and they know who I'm talking about in the back for a low of $5 a month. All right, all you got to do is go to patreon.com/thatchickangel and come on through, and y'all get to be a part of all the shenanigans. You understand me?
Yeah, we understand.
We are joined. We also got some sponsors, some wonderful sponsors. You've already heard from one. What?
I love how you said sponsors.
Sponsors. You done heard from one already. Who's the rest of them?
So like you said, you've already heard from Trail Mix Games, but later on you'll hear about ZocDoc, BetterHelp, and HelloFresh. And if this is your first time tuning in, this is something we love to explain. You get this podcast for free. Mm-hmm. As long as you've got a cell phone, you can listen to us on pretty much several apps. Checking out our sponsors and patronizing some of their services, especially if they have a service that you need, it actually helps our podcast. It helps pay for the lights. It helps pay for Victory, who helps make sure we get everything recorded. It helps pay for our producer, Bree, who helps give us the topics and edits everything and gets our social media clips up. So we would love for you to give our sponsors a try and let them know we sent you by using our link or our promo code.
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Yeah, because you got to get it anyway.
Yeah,
you might as well support us.
100.
Help us feed these kids and pay for Angel's wigs.
That's exactly, because this one was not cheap.
I thought that was your whole hair.
Thank you.
I did.
I know you did. This one is probably the closest to looking like my real hair.
I thought, yeah, I figured you was, because it was cornrows. I thought you was just doing it on your way out or something.
No, I haven't taken these cornrows out. I need to. Speaking of Patreon, we will be having, I think it's a karaoke night on the 25th of this month. Be on the lookout, Patreon, for like a flyer to let you know what time, when, and how to sign up. And again, if you want to be able to join us and have a good time with us, go ahead and join that Patreon for $5.
Mm-hmm.
So our first topic of the day will be Tanksley.
Segment,
yeah.
Okay.
Tanksley Pride.
Yes.
This is a segment in which we give you stories related to our four boys. We have a 13-year-old, 7-year-old twins, and a 3-year-old. And weekly, they either have us in stitches, they have us confused, or they have us realizing we're terrible parents. yeah. And we love sharing the stories with you all.
Yeah, I'll kick it out because my story is a little older. So we've all told y'all, if you've watched before, some of the people already know, out of our four boys, as far as when it comes to maturing and girls, we have one that's the problem. But we already know he's going to be a problem. The other three may follow, but we have one.
Mm-hmm.
He's an issue. Kai. I pick him up from school one day, and they get in the truck. I pick him up from the bus stop. They get in the truck, and I hear Kai and Si, you know, they talking, doing their usual, and Kai goes, I got her number, and that's all I heard. And I could feel the energy coming from the back. He was celebrating, like doing some jig, like, yeah, got the digits. You know, I could tell there was a celebration going on or whatever. I was like, so I said, hold up, what you mean you got her number? Whose number did you get? And then he said the young lady's name, and I was like, of course. Of course that's the number that you got. I said, first of all, Kai, do not call her, okay? Do not use that number. Me and your mom and or your mom need to talk to her mom to make sure that this is okay. So do not use that number. I said, because I don't know whose number she done gave you, but I'm pretty sure she ain't got no goddamn cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
So this family, they don't come to the bus stop. This is like very sporadic when they come to the bus stop. So between them being there and me forgetting to say something, and then me remembering and them not being there, like, I think about a week and a half, maybe 2 weeks went by, and one morning, you know, they getting on the bus, and then it hits me. I'm like, oh, that's right, and she's right there. So I'm like, oh, excuse me. So I was like, hey, just to let you know, Kai said that he got your daughter's number. I said, I don't know what number that he got or she gave to him, but we told him not to use it because we need to figure out and make sure, confirm everything is okay. I said, he has a tablet. I don't know how he plans on calling her, but just letting you know. She was like, oh, this ain't the first time. It's probably either my mom's number or my number that she done gave out. Like, again, right. So she was like, all right, I'll figure out, like, what, you know, what needs to happen for them to communicate, text or whatever. I was like, okay, I just let you know. I told him not to use it. So, again, another, I don't know, it's been, what, 3 weeks mm-hmm. again? And then I'm on the bus stop, you know, randomly one morning, and, you know, they all get on the bus, and then the young lady's mom, she's about to leave, and she turns around and runs back, and she's like, oh, yeah, by the way, I meant to tell you all, I got a phone call, and I finally figured out who it was. It was, and she was like, was it Si? She said, I think it was Kai. He gave me a call, and I was like, I am so sorry. Because I specifically told him, I said, look, I'm trying to get on the bus. I'm like, because they already are. I'm like, nah, I told him not to use. He's in trouble. She was like, no, I gave him, once I figured out who it was, I gave him whatever the contact is for that tablet.
iPad to iPad.
I was like, I'm so sorry. I said, he wasn't supposed to use that number. So then Angel, oh, so we all get home or whatever, and Angel gets home. I think you get home after me.
Mm-hmm.
And we sat in there, and in front of Kai, I'm like, well, we need to come up with a punishment for your son. I said, because he done called this number that I specifically told him not to call. Mm-hmm. I said, and he wasn't supposed to. So apparently, he called you.
He had FaceTimed me and was like, Mama, can I call my friend? And he didn't say what friend. And I was just like, well, text the friend first to make sure it's okay for you to call them. He just calls. I didn't ask which friend. Because the only number that I knew that he definitely had was this guy, and they have talked. It's one of his classmates. And so I
was
like,
our mistake is we didn't find the number and just take it from him.
Yeah, he probably don't.
Just now realized that he probably memorized that number too. Yeah, he like, burned it. They'll never know. Took the lighter to it.
Yeah, so
he's a problem. They had, I ain't gonna say what the event. Oh, go ahead, because I can tell.
This will be my Tanksley pride story. So sticking on the same child, they had an event. It was called the Sweethearts Dance. They've had it at this school. When little Marcus went to the school, we went to the Sweethearts Dance every year. We always go as a whole family. And they haven't had this dance in 3 years because of the pandemic. This was the first one back. It was fat. It was swole. So anyways, on Friday morning when we're getting ready to leave to the twins didn't go to school early in the morning because we had to tour a school that we're trying to put them into. But Kai was like, Mom, when you drop me off when I do go to school, can I change right before the Sweethearts Dance? And I was like, what you want to wear? And so he shows me it's a suit, right? He's got the blazer, the button up, the pants. And I was like, all right, that's fine, right? Then before we leave, he was like, you know, people can ask you to the dance.
I forgot about it.
And I said, who you asking to the dance? He said, oh, no, one of my friends already asked me to the dance. And I said, who? And he says the girl's name. And he's cheesing. I said,
Same phone number.
Yeah. I said, I should have known, right? So anyways, day goes on. Kai realizes that, so we've dropped them off at school, and now the rest of the family, we're driving back to the school so we all can attend the Sweethearts Dance with them. Kai had left his pants in his father's truck, but we drove in my car. And he's like, I don't have my whole outfit. Now, mind you, I had just been at the mall shopping for their Palentine's Day tea party that I threw for them this weekend. And he was just like, you know, it doesn't. And I was like, why don't you just wear the outfit you have on now? And he was like, because everybody's dressing up. And I'm looking around. I said, no, there's a lot of people not dressing up. And he said, well, I don't want to be a lot of people.
And he said it.
Yes.
I didn't know it.
I said, okay, come on to the truck. So luckily I had some red pants. I had a red velvet blazer that had like a black lapel. And then I had a black button down in there. The red pants and the red shirt jacket didn't match perfectly, but he didn't care. And then we put this little paper flower that he had made in his jacket. You couldn't tell this boy he wasn't the finest thing up in there. And then I saw
his walk even changed.
Oh, yeah. His swagger on 1,000. Then I saw the little girl who had asked him to the dance. She was the prettiest girl there. She had on a gown.
Princess.
She had on a tiara, honey, with the bottom of the dress was red and it was all the way down to the ground. The top was white. She was cold. Her mama came up to me and was like, what are we going to do with these kids?
Because we see her and we like, of course, this is why.
Right. I said, it makes complete sense. She said, what are we going to do, girl? I said, I don't know. She said, I feel like they coordinated these outfits.
They had to.
I was like, but I'm the one who bought. It's like, I think it feels like Kai knew.
He was whispering in your sleep, Mama. Yeah.
Give me that red.
I need that red. I need that bloody blazer.
But he did. He looked very sharp. And I was very proud of him. Sal, in the meantime, was like, this hoodie and these jogging pants work just fine.
Sal said, I'm still going to pull them.
Even though Sal did ask a girl to the dance, but he had Kai ask a girl to the dance. She said no. But yet they played with each other the entire dance.
Yeah.
I said, I just can't.
But when you threw the Valentine for kids, it's called.
I called it Palentine's, TM, trademark.
They were going upstairs to change, and Kai, mid change, he just had on his blazer, no shirt.
Did he?
I told you, he didn't even have on a shirt. Standing in the mirror, he giving me like.
Oh, when they were getting
small
ready.
Small lie.
To get ready.
I caught him posing in the mirror. I walked around the corner. I've been watching you the whole time. He gets that from my brother. That's his uncle all the way.
I love it. I don't see no problem with it. He thinks he's attractive because he is. What I also don't see a problem with is finding a new doctor because I have Zoc Doc. As y'all know, we were talking about, I don't know on what podcast, about me and Marcus needing to get our primary care doctors, me
in TV,
obstetrician, all the things.
Like, who was your last physician? I don't know.
So as we go into this journey of trying to find the doctors that we're going to be using to make sure that we are being proactive with our health, there's only one place we're going to go, and that is ZocDoc. Have you been stewing about a health problem you have? You almost resort to texting your friend chat to get the your friend's opinion. Well, here is the problem. Your friends, they don't give quality medical advice in your group chat, okay? But you can find those quality advice and all the things you need from a doctor on ZocDoc. Thousands of medical professionals on ZocDoc are there to help you. They listen like a friend and give you expert care that you need. Now, another thing that I like about ZocDoc is that you can get a doctor in a rush. And I'm not talking about emergency care doctors. We're talking about real doctor. Well, those are real doctors as well, but like a doctor that you can see on a consistent basis. You can get that from ZocDoc in a rush. There's nothing worse than going to a doctor's appointment expecting to be the center of attention, and then your doctor seems like they have better things to do and a better place to be. Instead of listening to you intently, asking you how you feel and helping you along, the doctor is checking the clock. On ZocDoc, you'll find quality doctors who focus on you, listen to you, and prioritize your care. On ZocDoc, it is the only free app, okay, that lets you find and book doctors who are patient reviewed, take your insurance, and are available when you need them, and treat almost every condition under the sun. When you're not feeling your best and just trying to hold it together, finding great care shouldn't take up all your energy. That's where ZocDoc comes in. Using their free app that millions of users rely on, you can find the right doctor that meets your needs and fits your schedule. Book an appointment with a few taps in their app and start feeling better faster with ZocDoc. Go to ZocDoc.com/argue and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc.com/argue.
Argue.
ZocDoc.com/argue.
Argue.
All right. Now on to our next segment. Why are you looking at me like that? What's up? Okay. No. Now on to our next segment, which is marriage gains. We've only done this segment once. I actually love the segment. My husband, not so much, but I really do love the segment. It's a segment where we discuss what we've been learning in our marriage, especially recently. For those of y'all who don't know, because this is your first time tuning in, Marcus and I have been married for almost 16 years, and we are, and you know, Marcus, this is not something that we have had to have learned in the past week, it's just something that we've learned in our marriage.
Yeah, no, it's hearing this question, it's almost like a test, and you know everything, but it's just like, just hearing about it, it's like, oh.
Marcus just don't want to have to think ahead of time.
Yeah.
That, no.
In the moment, that's when y'all get my best material. In the moment.
No.
In your panties. In your damn panties.
Well, marriage gains are lessons that we've learned in the 16 years of marriage that, I don't know. I don't think we could have learned outside of marriage. Mm-hmm. That's how I would describe marriage gains.
Facts. Absolutely.
Do you have a marriage gain for today's episode, Marcus?
Let's hear yours first.
I knew he was about to do that.
No, I got one. I just want to hear where you're going to go.
No, go.
All right, I'll go. I ain't scared.
Quit
mine
stalling.
Is, no. I'm trying to figure out how to word it. So I think I may have said this last time, but learning how to give grace. Like I said, Angel said, we've been married for going on 16 years, and realizing that your partner only wants the best for you and the best for the family. However, that's not always executed in that way. So running up on situations where I did something to make her mad, or she did something to make me mad, or something that I didn't like, giving grace of knowing that nothing is done on purpose to, you know, to rub me the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying, like, That's like a constant thing, that especially for me, because I'm extremely particular about a lot of stuff. And I know that. Mm-hmm. Some call it a problem. I call it a gift. No, but I can be. And I know, especially now as I, you know, age, I know I can be like, what's it called? I can be unnecessarily particular about like the way these cameras are set up right now, the fact that they're not set apart in the same distance from each other, that makes me want to get up and move them where I feel like they should be. No, but it's not a big deal because these cameras zoom in and out. But that's just something me. So not me saying, why can't you just set them up this way? It's like, no, she set it up. Angel got the angles right. She got the zoom in right. This is going to look good. Trusting her on that and knowing that she just didn't put them up and not care. Because a lot of times that's where my mind goes, like, you just don't care. But that's something I had to learn in marriage. Is like, I got to stop saying you did this and didn't care. Like, no, you had a way that you did it, and that way is fine. That's, well, the door thing. I think it was the first time I learned that lesson when you was painting. Mm. Not the doors. You didn't paint. You did paint doors, too. She painted our mat. And halfway down the hallway before I made you stop.
And I did an amazing job.
And when I saw it, I was like, okay, Angel, you clearly didn't have enough time. You don't care about doing this. And when she said, I'm actually trying, I was like, I'm sorry, I didn't know.
All these backhanded.
No, it's not backhanded. That's how the conversation went. But yeah, so it's just like learning and giving grace and understanding myself more too.
Mm-hmm. I would say my marriage gain is, and this is probably more specifically for women in heterosexual marriages, is that you cannot underestimate the importance of being the soft place for your spouse. And what I mean by that is that, like, especially me being married to someone who is extremely heteronormative, very much so, a manly man, you know, with Tim Two Man Taylor and all that.
All the grind.
Like, he is pretty much that dude, right?
Yeah, man.
Yes. Uh-huh. Very,
I'll
very.
I'm shaking your head, Victor.
So it's easy. It's easy to think that, well, you are all rough and hard exterior. You don't, you know, rough things don't, a lot of times don't need to be around a bunch of soft things. They can be around rough things and be okay. The exterior will just remain rough. But that's not actually a lie. You know what I'm saying? Like, I realize how careful, how loving I have to be. And I don't think I acknowledge that as being a part of my role being this man's wife until well later on inside of our marriage. Because he was just well insulated. You know what I'm saying? He came from a two-parent household. So the things that might cause him to soften up were so deep down because he didn't have, like, Marcus didn't grow up, praise God, with a lot of trauma happening in his life. So you didn't see a bunch of things that is just like, oh, that's going to trip you up. Oh, that's going to be the thing that bothers him. So I want to make sure that if that happens, that I'm not making this situation worse.
All the trauma I had came from my own experiences that I made when I became independent.
So when I finally realized that and realized, well, obviously his mother, I'm sure growing up, other than the times that she was disciplining him, was a soft space for him. But that's different. Like, I am never here. I should never be here to chastise him. Yeah, am I going to tell him when he's wrong about something? Absolutely. But that's not my main duty, because I'm not raising him. He is a man, right? And he will learn his life lessons the way he's supposed to. And when necessary, I will hold a mirror up to him to be like, just so you see what you did in this situation so you can understand. But realizing that part of me is not the part that is needed to be present mainly. The part of me that needs to be present is the soft place for him. So that's the marriage games that I would say I didn't learn until well over half of our marriage relationship thus far. So there's marriage games. See, that wasn't that bad, babe. I know it took you a lot of talking to fish your way into your solid point, and I watched the journey, and it was great. Yeah, you're going to work that muscle.
Wasn't a lot of talking.
You did more talking to get to your point than what you would normally want to do.
I did exactly what I wanted to do.
Yes, you did. You see that soft space that I gave him?
Soft space? It's so soft. I said know it all. I got to check every now and then.
No. You know what my counselor, this is a little bit off topic, and then we're going to move to the next one. I am trying to get out of calling myself a know-it-all because it has a negative connotation to it.
Mm-hmm.
And because I am discounting for the fact that I am an extremely wise person.
Mm-hmm. I mean it in a very negative way. No.
I know you did. I know you did. I call myself a know-it-all as a way to try to accept the fact that I'm always like thinking I have the right answer. The fact of the matter is that a high percentage of the time I do. So instead of discounting that, realizing, hey, now it might not be that I need to always express the thing that I know, but I'm going to stop calling myself a know-it-all because that's how I guard myself of, listen, I know I'm a know-it-all, but this, da-da-da. But the fact of the matter is I'm actually very wise and I'm actually have a nice amount of knowledge that I can bring to many different situations. Now, do I always need to say what I know? No. So it's the balance of knowing a lot, being smart, and knowing that my expertise is not always asked for.
Yeah, being wise is knowing when to use your wisdom and when to sit back and let the cookie crumble.
Yeah, but saying calling myself a know-it-all is undermining the fact that this is actually, I am actually very smart and I am actually intelligent. I know you, like you said it the way you wanted to say it because you're me. I don't know where my soft space is. I don't know. Have no idea.
Moving on.
All right. So next topic. Our next topic, I'm sorry, it's actually in my lap. I was like, why don't I see it on my computer? Our next topic is our main topic. Woo! It's something that it's going to be a hard one for me. So our main topic is we're going to imagine our sons as husbands. What do we think their wives will be like, and what advice would you give each wife to prepare them to have a good marriage? You want to start from the top or from the bottom?
We have to start from the top. I ain't got nothing for Amar.
No, I do. Got a lot. Starting with our oldest, Marcus II.
Mm-hmm. I would say, all right, I see it different. We talking from them as of right now.
Right.
So Marcus, I would have looked at him differently as a husband before the trip with his friend visiting.
Mm-hmm.
And seeing him interact with her is... Seeing him interact with her reminded me, or hearing about a lot of that, because Angel was with him a lot of the times, reminds me of you. And I'm like, mm-hmm. He is Angel in a relationship. Mm-hmm. So he needs somebody as strong as his friend is. Somebody that's not a pushover. He needs somebody that will hold their ground, and when they're right, know that they're right, but also be gentle, because Marcus is a very gentle person. Someone gentle enough to understand where he's coming from, understand his soft points.
Mm-hmm.
I would have never, the person that I see is not the person that I saw with him when he's in a comfortable place with someone of his peer of the same age that's a girl. I was like, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You are your mama. Like,
he's also a lot of you. He's very snarky and quick. He gave out a bunch of Valentine's Day cards, right?
Oh, yeah.
Valentine's grand.
He's an asshole. He ain't snarky and quick. He
gave a bunch.
He can be.
he gave a bunch out to his friends. He only gave, mostly he gave a bunch out to his guy friends and two to two different of his female friends. And he was like, I scratched out the with love on all of the cards.
Yeah.
He's like, I scratched that out on all of them. And he put something funny related to each of the people. Like one dude loves fish and he put on the card, I'm a fish, and put Marcus. Like it was always something goofy. And I said, well, what you gonna do if a girl that you weren't expecting to give you a card gives you a card? And he was like, I mean, I'm gonna say thank you. I was like, well, thank God. I was like, because the way you be playing these girls to the left is just like, dude, like give them some sort of like.
Yeah, and a lot of that was him protecting himself and being not knowing what to do in them situations, like him being shy.
Let me say what he said, though.
Oh, what'd he say?
I said, because you be treating these girls at your school like they're basic. And he said, well, they are basic. And I said, what you mean by they're basic? He said, I can describe them in three words.
That's what he said.
White, blonde, Starbucks. I said.
That's what he said.
And all I could do was look at my husband, and Marcus said, I don't know where he got that type of attitude from.
He's just, you give me one more look, Victor. I'm going to make you sit on the curb outside.
I said, what? He was like, I'm just saying, that is, what is at my school? And I was just like, oh, okay, all right. I was like, well, everybody can't be naming off his close friend who was his ex-girlfriend. So,
but let him meet somebody like her that he ain't familiar with, he wouldn't know what to do.
Oh, he doesn't. He definitely has no idea. So I would say, yes, I do feel like he will be a lot like me, meaning caring and want to have fun, like goofy, silly, all that stuff. And so that would be the biggest advice that I would give to a daughter-in-law is that, like, this is someone who wants to be able to experience a lot of fun with you. Like, wants to be able to share common interest and wants to be able to laugh, to be able to debate and you not get, you know, in your feelings in a debate. That he can joke with and do, like, little funny things with
to be safe to be his goofy self,
right and
feel, you know, safe to be his goofy self.
And it's thoughtful. Like I said, we were just like, when he said he sent out 10 Valentine's cards, I was like, that's actually really sweet. I was like, I said, the fact that you would send it to not just the girls but the guys that are your friends at this new school, I was like, that's like, you didn't have to. A lot of people think, oh, you only have to send it when you have a romantic interest, but he was just like, no, these are people who are my friends and I like them, so I'm going to send them a card. So he is, he can be thoughtful in that way. Yeah. So
he definitely got the heart and soft sides of both of us.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah.
So that would be the advice that I would, I mean, and obviously the advice that all of them should know is that you need to be good with me. So like, you need to be, especially whoever he's with. Out of all of my kids, you need to be good with me. That's one thing we do like about the one friend that he has, even though I feel like she could lead him off of a cliff and he'd follow her right off of there.
He would watch her smack the ground and he would follow right behind her.
Absolutely. She is very comfortable with me, which allows him to also be comfortable with her. So, like, she was like, you guys are my favorite people. It's like, I know we are. We just love you to pieces. So that's the bigger thing. Yeah. All right. Let me go to the next sponsor and then we'll go to our next child. Our next sponsor is one that, we love, we champion here, and you all should know that BetterHelp is a sponsor of today's podcast. Or should I say it like this? Actually, I want to say it exactly the way. This episode is sponsored by or brought to you by BetterHelp. So when you're not feeling your best, you can't do a lot of times the great things that you want to do. But when you are feeling your best, I'm telling you, you can tackle the world. You can do so many great things. Sometimes life, however, gets you bogged down and you feel overwhelmed and you feel like you're not showing up the way you want to. Working with a therapist can help you get closer to the best version of yourself, because when you feel empowered, you're more prepared to take on everything life throws at you. I am having a really hard time tackling the goals that I've set for myself this year. So what have I decided? I'm re-ing up with my therapist. Me and her have actually been texting back and forth about setting up a time to just catch up, because I know the effect therapy has on me. My confidence goes through the roof. I'm able to deal with actual experiences in real time that are hard for me to like actually get through. There were so many times that me and my therapist would talk on a weekly basis where she would literally help me tackle something that was happening the week before I had gotten to her. And that type of real assistance, that type of professional help is something that I will always consider to be priceless. So that meant every week I was giving myself the opportunity to show up as my best self. Every week I was giving myself the tools to be able to tackle the obstacles that seemed to be facing me. And I just don't know how else you're going to get that, you know? And so if you're thinking about giving therapy a try, BetterHelp is a great option. It's convenient, flexible, affordable, and entirely online. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. If you want to live a more powerful life, empowered life, therapy can get you there. Visit BetterHelp.com/argue today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/argue.
Argue.
All right. Twin number one, Cy. What would you tell his wife, and what type of husband would he be?
He would be a very caring husband. Let me see. Trying to think of Cy.
What I noticed about him this week is, I'm sorry to jump in, and this is something I discussed with you. Cy's love language, how he expresses love, it's words of affirmation. He walked down them steps and saw the tea that I had set up. He said, "Wow, Mom, you did an amazing job."
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, "Well, thank you so much, Cy." He was like, "Yeah, he's done the same thing with his dad. Like when my husband brought home his car, Halo, and I wasn't as ecstatic as I know he wanted me to be.
So I gave everything I needed.
He was like, this
oh, my God, this car is so beautiful. Oh, my God. I was like, thank you, son.
Yes, yes.
She's only 75% there, though. Just hold tight. But, nah, it's definitely Cy. He's very caring. He's a thoughtful person. Both him and Kai are very thoughtful with each other, but Kai has always been the type of child, if he sees something wrong, granted, Kai would too, but Cy will definitely. Cy will definitely like check on you, check on like a friend or something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's the type of person he is. The type of wife he would need, someone that understood how caring he is.
Someone who doesn't, you know, a lot of people are like, words are empty. It's your actions.
Nah.
Well, first of all, his actions do be matching up, because he'll make a card. He'll do like try to make something sweet for you on the side in a second. But his words are coming directly from his heart.
Yeah,
absolutely. When I was crying over my niece passing, because I was editing Sade's funeral.
Uh-huh.
And I'm crying as I edit. I'm like, so I stopped playing his video game. He said, "Mom, are you okay?" And I was like, I said, "I'm just a little sad, but I'm going to be okay." He was like, "Okay," like unsure, but also knowing, I think this is out of my wheelhouse of being able to help.
Who said words are empty? People be saying that?
Yeah, a lot of people are like, you can say whatever.
Words are only empty if there's no action.
That's what they're saying.
Oh, yeah, all words ain't empty. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, they're like, if there's no action, where I'm like, give me all the words. I'll find the action later. I'm okay. I can love on myself. Tell me you love me. So yeah, understanding that And then also being willing to sit with him in his emotions. He is also our most emotional child. Things he dropped. Yeah. I think he's who do you think is more emotional?
Amar.
Well, that's because he's three. I don't know what he's going to be like when he gets older.
Si wasn't this emotional when he was that age. God
yes,
dang.
He was. Si had a range of emotions, though. Do you remember how angry he was?
I remember
get?
How angry he did, but he would come out of it. Amara stays there.
Well, that's manipulative in him wanting to make us miserable. Si would, it would be literally his own yeah. emotions that would have him in a chokehold. Si dropped a chocolate this weekend.
Yeah.
His life. Tears. Welled up. I was like, Si, I'm going to get you another chocolate. Trust and believe. The yeah, chocolate. He was like, okay.
A cow would have did the same thing, though.
You right. But I do feel like Si, I have been woken up early in the morning. Mom, Kai keeps talking to me saying yeah. this thing is not smart. And I don't like it. And I'm like, ignore him.
Mm-hmm. However, on all, with all the soft stuff, Si can also be an asshole. I look at the way he does, like he will cry over something that Kai's doing to him. And the next day, he's doing the exact same thing. He will ignore Kai on purpose just to get a reaction out of Kai. Mm-hmm. That's the type of stuff Si does, pulls that stuff all the time.
I don't see that part.
Oh, I see
as much. So, yeah, I would think he needs to be with someone who has the patience for his emotions, but is also not too emotionally swayed. Because she going to need a... She gonna need a lifeboat, a life jacket. The way them waves come in ebb and flow.
Mm-hmm. She gonna have to tell her like we tell her, we are not affected by your tears.
Yes, I don't think she can be as hard as me. She can't be as hard as me because I've had to soften up in order to try to be a better mother to Si and actually hug him when he's crying. Because usually I'd be like, hush them goddamn gone tears up. Is they on my nerves? Now I try to at least hug him, ask him what's wrong, and then when I can't take anymore, I try to softly send him upstairs to his room to get out the rest of it. Because before I was like, shut him up. Reverse them tears back into your
mouth. I just tell, I say, go away until you get yourself together. And then he goes away, he gets there, then he comes back and, okay. And then he starts talking. I'm like, all right, now I can understand you.
Yeah. Like I said, I've tried to soften up. He definitely don't need to be with anybody as hard as me. That's what I do know. But he also doesn't need to be with anybody who gives into emotions as easily as someone who might be like that with their kids. Like my girlfriend, me and Lauren were talking this weekend. She said, oh, a child's tears? She was like, it folds me. I'm like, oh, my God, how can we fix this? I said, girl, you would get nothing done then in my household. With the way my boys cry, nothing would get done. So, yeah. That's Si.
Yeah. Kai.
Casanova.
I don't know what his wife going to be like, but he's going to have a bunch of hood rats first. He might end up marrying one.
I don't know what his wife's going to be like, but I can tell you what his side piece will be like. No.
I'm talking
not.
About neck tattoos, patting to scratch the head.
I would say she would, this sounds shallow, but it's not. I feel like she needs to be able to match him in the level of swag. You know what? It's like DeVal and Kadeem. That type of like, you know how I feel like DeVal and Kadeem match each other's energy when it comes to like how they like to present themselves. They don't shy away from their sexy. They actually lean into it and they egg the other person on.
Yeah.
That's what he needs. Somebody who's going to egg on him, bring in his full, like, feel good, feel attractive self, and someone who is also able to step up to the plate and not look like the homely wife beside him. 100%.
Yeah. But the difference between, actually the similarity, I say the difference between Si and Kai is, it's like when Si falls off on his emotion, he has a safety cord. Kai don't.
Oh, because he just be gone.
It's harder to bring Kai back.
Yeah, he's getting a little bit better.
He's getting better, but when Kai, it's like when one tear flows, just know that that's the fracture in the wall that's going to give, and he will be lost, completely rebuild the structure. Because it lasts. Remember, yeah, they were a little younger. Like, if Kai started crying, we knew this is like, it's going to be a while.
It was going to be ugly. Could not
bring him
too
back. Oh, ugly, loud.
Just making the worst faces. He actually did when, so he got hit in the nose this weekend by his brother's side right before they were going in for their third grade assessments. I was like, this couldn't have happened at a worse time. Kai's nose starts to bleed profusely. Mm-hmm. I mean, the blood is just not stopping. And Kai is like loudly, luckily it's loud in there. A lot of parents are talking, but I know the parents are about to stop talking and I don't want a bunch of attention to be on him. So I was like, Kai, I need you to pull it together so we can get this blood to stop gushing out of your nose. And he actually was like, pulled it together. And I was just like, now he had an attitude. And I was just like, I got to give him grace on this because I would probably still be pissed off if my brother hit me in my nose.
Yeah.
Let me just finish. But what was hilarious, because I was like, wash your hands, because he had blood in his on his hands. And he had on this varsity jacket that I got them from H&M. So what he does is, because I think a little bit of blood got on the sleeve, he takes the jacket off and just drapes it on his shoulders. And that's how he wears it for the rest of the day.
Change outfits. The first outfit got messed up.
He just drapes it. I was just like, who is this child? But I was proud of him being able to kind of like come out of it. But go ahead, baby.
But I will say physical pain and emotional pain are two different things. They both come back pretty good from physical pain. Like, they'll fall, hurt themselves, run into each other, bump heads. They'll cry, get over there quick. That emotional pain is when you correct Kai or he gets in trouble, that emotional pain is what be sending him. It's just like, he going to come back in here in 5 minutes and he going, because it's going to set, it's going to simmer in him, and then he going to lose it.
Right.
It don't happen that much, but when he goes, he goes. That's Kai.
Yeah. So who are you saying he needs? Somebody who can sit and simmer with him while he's...
No. I said when he comes back with that emotion, after you correct him or yell at him for doing something he wasn't supposed to, he will sit and simmer in there for about 5 minutes before all the emotion comes flooding out.
You're right. He is like... let me tell you, and then we'll move on to Amar. When Daddy gets on Kai about something that he's done, Kai tries his best to hold back how devastated he is that he got in trouble. And, like, I mean, he be trying. It's usually a battle that I know he's going to lose, especially if I pull attention to it. If I'm like, come here. Oh, it's game. It's game over. I still remember the time where he brought Amar to us. Amar was a baby.
And upside down.
And he was holding him. Like, he was using all of his muscles, and he was so proud of himself that he brought us the baby.
Of course, it scared us.
Yeah, we're scared. And I'm like, give me the baby. So he gives me the baby, and I can tell. We both are like, give mama the baby. And I can tell Kai's whole entire just...
his world ended.
Yeah. And I was like, before he started crying, I was like, hug Kai. So he grabs him and hugs. Kai just starts... he starts weeping because he really does want you to think good of him. He wants you to think highly of him. So he would definitely have to be with a woman that did not use that, was not manipulative with that, and actually saw him. Deval and Kadeen are the perfect like example in my head of what I'm thinking. You see, I don't know what Kadeen does in her own private life, but online you see how much she admires her husband and how much he would need that, period. Okay. Amar, your thoughts?
He's a warden. Amar, he needs someone stern. He definitely needs someone stern and caring at the same time. The type of husband he would be, I don't know.
Okay. I feel as though
he's caring.
He's
very caring. He's playful. But shit.
He would need someone that does not need to have their husband coddle them.
Wife.
He would need to be with someone that does not need their husband to coddle them. He would need someone that doesn't need to do everything with their husband as well. Mm. Like, that doesn't mind if he has other stuff that he wants to do, that she don't have to be involved in everything and that he's not required to be involved.
Mm-hmm.
There's an independence that Amar has that only other child that I saw have a little bit of that was Kai. Kai used to go off and do his own thing. Amar is to a different being. Amar would need to be married to somebody like me because Amar is going to be his father, is what I'm saying. That is what I'm saying. Let me just, Amar needs to marry a rendition of me because Amar is growing up to become his dad.
See, I disagree with that.
Of course you do.
He's me right now as I am right now.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't like that as a child.
Yeah, he'll be more of an expert. Marcus. He'll be more of an expert when he grows up.
Let's hope not.
To be you. This is not to say I don't see qualities of myself in Amar.
The stuff that he's able to figure out at this age, it blows my mind. Like, no child like works with Amar. None. From a young age. From three? From 1.5.
Yeah.
No child lock.
Yeah.
He figures it out.
The things that remind Amar of me currently is Amar will not do anything he doesn't want to do. That was me, but in a less of an a-hole way, just because I would have gotten whooped. But I would say things in definitive statements, like, I do not eat that. Not, I don't want to eat it. I don't like it. Actually, I don't eat it. Even if I had no...
I would have got punted down the street.
Even if I didn't have any pre-relationship with this thing that I'm talking about, I don't eat, I had already made up in my mind I didn't. And there you have it. That's Amar with a lot of things. He's already made definitive statements in his head or out loud. And he really doesn't think there needs to be any further conversation about it. Those are the things that I understand. I feel like I am a little more malleable now, and maybe when he gets older he'll be more malleable. But outside of that, he is Marcus Anthony Tanksley the first. So he's gonna need somebody like me, someone who is a people person, but someone who acknowledges the fact that he is not. Yeah, and someone who is willing to have the fun moments when you're ready to have the fun moments. Yes. Yes. Because it's so funny. When Marcus gets Amar ready in the morning to go to daycare and when I get him ready in the morning to go to daycare, we have a lot of times very different experiences.
I'm a completely different child. Completely different.
He's like, he is fussing all morning long. Yeah.
I actually would rather him be pissed off that I have to give him a bath because it goes a lot quicker. Because if he's in a good mood, we got to play, and it takes longer when he's crying and don't want to sit and don't want to stand. I can just throw him in that water. I can wash him up real good, rinse him off, get him out, dry him off, put clothes on and lotion. We out the door.
Me and Amar usually have great mornings, but I also will have the discussions with him when he is being like, I don't want to do it. I'll be like, okay. So what do you want to do? And he'll tell me, and I'll be like, well, we can't do that right now, but maybe later. And he might be like a little about it, but then he lets it go. Where him and Amar be in knockout, drag out fights. Angel, quit talking to that boy.
This is this morning. Leaving out for school this morning. Because he knows where he's going and he don't want to go.
I mean, he still don't be wanting to go when I go, when I take him, but we be having cool conversations about it most of the time. Sometimes he gives me that, but for the most part, it's not until we pull into the parking lot that he's like, okay, can we go back to my house? I don't want to go to my friend's house. I'd be like, no, we can't. We can't. So he needs to be with somebody like me, period. Thank the Lord. All right,
I know the neighbors is like, Lamar's going to daycare. His daddy must be taking it. I act like ain't a tear being dropped. Half the time it's not. He's just yelling.
The donut people were like, you don't come anymore. We don't see you. I was like, because his dad takes him to daycare and his dad is not going to get him no donuts.
Sprinkle donuts. What you getting a treat for? Where you been acting?
He gets his little sprinkle donuts with me. It's such a beautiful thing.
Angel bribes him.
No, it's not a bribe anymore. It's just, yo, I'll be like, you want cereal or sprinkle donuts? There are occasions where he'll say cereal. Sprinkle donuts helps me because we can take that with us and he can eat the rest in the daycare. Where if we do cereal, I got to wait for him to finish.
Hold up. See Cynthia jumping to conclusions, talking about what do them people do at daycare that he doesn't like going. They're nice to him. That's what they're doing.
He just wants to be on his own territory, in his own house, not surrounded by folk he don't want to be around. That's it. He doesn't talk to them people. The one teacher, literally this past week, she said, we know he talks because we hear it every now and again. Mm-hmm. So we know that there's no issue with him actually talking. She was like, he's actually like talking to us more. I was like, I'm so sorry that he doesn't talk to y'all. I mean, he becomes a mute when we drop him off.
I'm always shocked to hear how broad his vocabulary is. I'll hear him talking to his brothers and I'm like, this boy knows words. Like, he's the stuff that he says, he'll say something like, stop it, Kai, you really shouldn't do that. That's mean. Like, correct. Yeah. I'm like, for a child to hear a child say that to a child that you rarely hear say anything but eh. Mm-hmm.
He talks really well.
He talks very well.
Very clear. Very well.
He said, I don't want to go in there today. Mm-hmm. Said, what?
He talks.
You cried all the way here, and then you come. You finally calm down and, Father, I don't want to go in there today.
He talks multiple
I said, where you're going.
Sentences. He can speak in paragraphs when he wants to talk to you, which is rare. Well, our last sponsor of today's podcast is HelloFresh. And you already know the Tanksleys are in love with HelloFresh. We
fresh.
Always say, hello. And they be like, we fresh, honey. HelloFresh brings farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your door. We actually got our delivery for this week yesterday, Super Bowl Sunday. Get HelloFresh and skip the extra trip to the grocery store and long checkout lines. Spend more time doing the things you love with delicious chef-crafted recipes delivered to your doorstep. I don't have the creative energy to be coming up with recipes. That is the biggest thing that HelloFresh has just taken off of my plate, is that I know my kids are going to get something interesting, something neat. They're going to get fresh produce, which the fact that I can't remember the last time my kids got a canned vegetable or a frozen vegetable.
Oh, that's true. Mm-hmm.
It's always fresh produce, fresh vegetables. They eating salads. Listen, I really feel like I'm winning Parent of the Year this year. Also with HelloFresh, you have the pre-portioned ingredients, easy to follow recipe cards, which means you get a delicious home cooked meal on the table without all the time consuming meal planning or prepping. I am terrible at both of those. HelloFresh said, don't worry, babe. We're about to be your teammate. You can do the things you do well and we'll do the things that we do well. So yes, HelloFresh is something that our family loves that we've been using for almost a year now, and I can't get enough of it. And what I also love is that when Christmas time came around and we knew we were going to have, Marcus's mom was here, we're going to have Christmas dinner and things of that nature, I was able to pause our delivery schedule so that we weren't wasting food and started back up once Christmas was over. So go to HelloFresh.com/argue65.
Argue65.
And use code argue65.
Argue65.
For 65% off plus free shipping. Again, go to HelloFresh.com/argue65.
Argue65.
And use code argue65.
Argue65.
For 65% off plus free shipping. That's HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. Now it's time for Tank Our Advice. Hey, oh, yeah, 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 yeah. And we have a question from our Patreon from Nisha Grant. She says, when did y'all learn that even if your idea is a better one, how not to act that way or say, I told you so. I'm still learning. Nisha, I ain't got that down
yet.
Yeah,
we ain't figured that,
I have
out.
Not. I haven't.
No, no, even for both of us, even if we said something that something should go a certain way and the other one doesn't listen, even if we don't say anything, our energy says it.
Oh, I'm good with giving that energy of why did you do it this way when I told you to not do it this way.
And me, I'm just like, I give the energy of,
Yes.
I don't say it, but I don't even go the I just be like. but luckily it's not, again, back to what I said earlier, we both know if we are doing that, if Angel said, Marcus, you should do this because this would be better, I'm like, nah, I'm going to do it that way. Even if she ends up being right, I know in the back of our mind, we know that we were only trying to do what we thought was best for the other person.
Yeah.
And we both know that, but we have a, we both do a horrible job of not saying, I told you so.
Listen, it's hardest. It's very hard. And I mentioned this on when we did the Marriage Be Hard podcast, with Kevin and Melissa Fredericks. That's especially hard with us now working together.
Yeah.
Marcus is coming over to a career I've been in since 2009. And he wants to be able to reserve the right to learn things on his own, to figure things out. And I want to reserve the right to throw the knowledge that I have in the ways that I've learned how to do things at him at all times. And trying my best to balance that line of, yo, he has a right to learn things on his own, to figure things out, with, no, we're in business together. And God dang it, who let me walk in my area of expertise and show you how to do this way. Yeah. Is a very, like, it's hard. And also, so, like, trying not to be like, see why you do it like that.
Yeah. So imagine how good my told you so, how good it feels.
When he can.
Because I would be like, oh. Oh, no, it ain't either. Happened recently.
Wait, what?
You really, no, we talk about it later. Happened recently.
To do like this.
Yeah, the ones I said.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, that was a good one. That was a good one for you. Yeah.
We happened. Wasted months. I'm like, that's what I said at the beginning. All right, thank y'all for tuning in. No, but we both struggle with it. It's
And sometimes it is a, and also for me balancing when I need to really, me holding back, like putting out my idea and trying to explain it and realizing he's not trying to listen and me having to figure out, all right, let it go. Let the chips fall. And sometimes when I have to be like, no, listen to me. Case in point with his other podcast, Let Us Tell It. Both him and Greg are both, you're not new to podcasting. You're new to starting a podcast.
Yeah.
Greg is new to podcasting. So there was for a long time, I was like, yo, let's get that audio up. And he was like, no, I want to wait until da da da. And finally, one day, I was like, please just listen to me on this one thing.
I was like, all right.
Yeah, he finally.
Why you just say so?
Calm down. Kill him. But no, that's something. Listen, girl, I don't know when we going to perfect that. That is, we have not.
We are talking about our like it and like it.
Yeah, like if that's how we do like it. It'd be like it.
And like it.
It'd be like that, and I'd be like,
you say it like that too? Nothing. She's like, I'm just here so I don't get fined. She said, what? Do you like, say like this and like that? You do too? Yeah. I didn't ever notice it till Kevin's punk ass said something.
I didn't notice either. I was like, what are you talking about? He said, you say like this. I was like, no, I don't. I say like this all the time. Like this.
I remember when Eric and Allen first started going to Louisville, and it was me, them, bunch of new dudes, a bunch of their new friends, and a bunch of the old ones. And she was like, what are we about to do? I'm tired, right? Mm. And they were like, what? Like, did nobody understand what she said? Sorry. Nobody understood except for me and like 2-3 other people because we all talked like that too. Mm-hmm. And the other everybody else was like, "What? What did you just say?"
In Louisville?
In Louisville. They were from a different state.
Okay, I was about to say Louisville says tart.
No,
in
but
here.
You know Louisville ain't in sure. Kentucky according to them.
No, it's right in there. You sound just like everybody else. So yes, moving on to the comment of the week. This is a section of our podcast where we like to give a shout out to people who are engaging with our content, which we greatly appreciate. If you engage with us on YouTube underneath the actual episode or with us on our Instagram posts, which are snippets of our podcast, which have been doing great. So thank you guys so much for also engaging with us over there. Actually, one of our last videos went pretty much viral.
Yeah, that's all the comments coming in. I don't know, all the real married men out there, they understand the marinate.
No.
They understand it. I ain't talking about funk.
I call it funk.
This is what I don't get about that. A lot of women like to have sex like first thing in the morning. Mm-hmm. And I don't care how well you bathed the night before. I don't care how long you showered. That early morning, coochie been marinating.
It's different. It's different than what we're talking about.
That y'all think it's different.
It is. Our nostrils tell us it's different.
Yeah, they like, oh, I need to shower. That first morning coochie ain't got no shower on it.
Yes, it do. It didn't work.
It's got the same amount that we talking about with the pheromones and
been walking down the street, going up and down steps. It ain't had to pee and
fall and winter. It's all game. Summer, get on in that shower. What's the comment?
Comment comes from our last podcast, Dream Valentine's Day Date. And this comes from Her Flyness 79. She says, though I'm single, I was brainstorming on what to do for my single, I don't know what SO, significant other, excuse me, for Valentine's Day.
Y'all in these punk ass acronyms.
It certainly crossed my mind because I thought about it being more woman centered. I wonder if men really care about that holiday and why. Possibly because he usually has to do everything. I want to do my part in changing that and not just during the holidays. I'm an affectionate and romantic person. I've always wanted to express that part of myself, but with someone who will appreciate my efforts as much as I would his. Haven't thought about Galentine, but all of my friends live elsewhere. Oh, yeah. Hair and outfit is cute. Fire emoji, fire emoji, fire emoji. First of all, girl, thanks. Second of all, yeah, that is dope. Like, I feel like women don't get the chance to, like, put their romantic, like, feelings on things. It's usually something that they are, like, waiting to be expressed to them, and mm-hmm. then they can show the appreciation for it. But I know in that episode we just talked about, like, things that you could give a dude, and self-care, I feel like, is a very romantic way.
Yeah.
I remember when Marcus, the second time you came out to visit me, it was a terrible trip. However, mm-hmm. I had romantic things planned for you the entire time. Actually, the first trip, I had a nice amount of romantic things. And he was listen, I had the man's nostrils wide open. Yeah.
Sound like your nostrils was wide
they
open.
They were. I made him a runny butterscotch pie. And then
butterscotch.
I gave him a facial. We then got massages. We went down to Mexico.
The butterscotch pie had the ripples in it when you walk across the floor like Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
With no type of solidified
solidity
to it. It
was butterscotch soup. It was great. Romantic.
But no, that's what probably saved our relationship are the romantic periods of the trips.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because we would spend so much time apart. When we finally got together, it was fireworks in every sense of the word, good and bad.
Yep. It was either fireworks, firecrackers, fire was started, regardless. All right. Well, you guys, please, if you have listened to us and you have not rated or reviewed us, we mm-hmm. would greatly appreciate it. We've got a lot more new people who come to this channel who listen to us on Apple Podcasts. So if you could rate us or review us, it will help us find more people who should be in our audience.
Yeah.
People like you. So we greatly appreciate it if you already have. And if you haven't already, please, by all means, rate and review us. Follow us on social media. You can follow me at That Chick Angel across all platforms. Please subscribe to my YouTube channel as well, where you can watch this podcast. Baby, tell them where they can find you.
Y'all can find me on YouTube on Tanksley TV. You can find me on Instagram at Marcus Ain't on the Gram. At Marcus Ain't on the Book. You can find me on TikTok at Tank Don't Talk. Same videos. And you can also find my beard and body butter. That's how I get all this right here at manshit.com. You can go to manshyt.com.
Also, Mama Likes purses are currently on sale outside of the box, meaning I'm selling them separately for Black History Month at a very special price. Patreon gets a $5 discount, so they're getting it for the low. But if you would like to get you either a sweet yams or a banana pudding, the purses are going fast. We do not have a whole lot left, so go ahead and grab you one because the next drop of Mama Likes, woo, it's going to be real cute. So go ahead and grab these purses at shopmamalikes.com. Well, until next time, y'all be blessed, and we'll see y'all next Wednesday.
Y'all have a good one, fam.
Bye.